through what the tariffs are doing to us. And that eventually is what's going to happen. So there looks like there's these pet stores in Montreal that are deciding to boycott American products. Mm. So some of your favorite treats that you buy your dogs and your cats, etc., if they come from the U.S., well, it looks like they're putting their elbows up and they're going all Canadian.
Yeah.
Specifically, this one multi-sports complex in Saint-Lazare has decided to liquidate all of their American products, and they are only going all Canadian. They're saying that they want to do this, obviously, to take a stance. I don't know how my pet's going to feel about having some Canadian food, because I do know that the treats that I buy are American. Mm. So now it looks like our pets are going to have to go through this.
Yeah. And listen, I'm all for supporting, you know, Canadian and local, but I do find that it's really hard if you have a pet that's highly sensitive to certain foods, like my dog who has allergies, and it's really hard to find one specific food. And there's only one that he can handle. And I'm going to Google it to make sure that it's not American, because then what do you do? It's hard to transition a pet from one food to the next as well.
And that's when you know that this is a real thing, because it's easy for us to change our habits, but when it affects the dogs.
Yeah, it's not that
easy.
I
hit the streets earlier to find out what the dogs think about us changing, and this is what they had to say.
Yeah, I feel you.
Okay. I know.
Yeah, I like the beef too, but you might have to go for chicken now.
Okay.
All right, speaking of food, we're going to be happy about this. So, as you know, Costco has an amazing food court. Back in the day, you used to be able to go to Costco food court without a membership. Now you can't anymore. You have to be a member.
Natasha's never eaten at Costco.
I've never eaten at Costco. And I know everybody brags about their hot dogs and their ice cream, and I've never eaten that.
And their poutine, right?
I love poutine.
So here's the thing. Like, they like to change up their menus once in a while. Like, so some items will disappear. And so this one item that's a classic that disappeared a few years ago is actually making a comeback, and I'm super excited about it. The smoked meat sandwich.
Which I never knew was the thing.
I never knew that too.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute. We live in Montreal. You're telling me that as a Montrealer, you're going to be like, oh, I'm craving smoked meat, and you're going to go to Costco for it instead of like a Schwartz's or a Chinois?
I've never been to Schwartz.
What?
No, never been to Schwartz's.
Overrated.
There's also smoked meat Pete in the West Island.
Mm. Fantastic.
That's really good.
But so it's not about that you're going there. It's not that you're going to Costco for any. It's not a destination for it. But once you're there, now you get a reasonably priced meal. Right?
Oh, it's cheaper.
So a hot dog, the giant one, is $1.50.
Oh my gosh,
you're not getting that. So there is something. So do we know when it's coming? I need to know. Listen, forget all Costco's. Costco Vaudreuil. I know you peeps listen. Okay? I need to know, when are you getting the smoked meat sandwich? Because your friend Lee needs to come.
We're going
to
go try it, for sure.
So I'm not a member of Costco, but if you guys are going to invite me and I'm going to take advantage of your perks, and
you're
going to
go shopping?
Yes, please.
Don't want to brag, but I got a black card at Costco. All right, Costco, thank you very much for that amazing news. This is good. Kim, how are the roads?
Things are starting to thicken up. 20 East Gallipo backing to DeLille, then it slows the 13 to First Avenue. 40 East Illatorte backing into the 30-40 split. Then it gets crowded around Cavendish, and the Met West is slow moving from La Cordaire to DeCary. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
It's going to be absolutely beautiful today. If you thought yesterday was a nice day, can you imagine today? High of 16 with the sunshine. We are going to take it and take advantage of it. Take all the vitamin D you can, because tomorrow we do have rain in the forecast. Mm. The sun is going to be back on Thursday, but we will have a little bit of rain here and there. So let's focus on today. Sunshine 16. Right now it's 3 in Montreal.
Did Claudia break the golden rule of hosting this past weekend? She went from the hostess with the mostest to a host that ghosts. That's coming up next. The Big Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Big 92.5.
Give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here. Treasure, that is one.
Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club. Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. And Claudia did a big no-no this weekend.
I did. I feel really bad.
You should.
Yes, I should. I'm very, 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 very tired lately.
We don't need the justification.
We need a justification a little bit. On Saturday night, we had friends over. We ordered Indian. The night was going so well. We turned on the hockey game. And I proceeded to sit on the floor. Patch likes to sit between my legs, and we put a big blanket on top. And it took a couple of seconds.
And you're just gone.
I fell asleep sitting. I fell asleep with my friends there. With my head down.
And so when you woke up, was everyone gone?
No.
Okay. So how long were you out?
Maybe 35 minutes.
You can't take a nap when you're hosting. It's so bad.
Were you like a couple of drinks in and you just wanted to sleep, or were you really tired and comfortable?
No, we did have wine, but I didn't overdrink. I had 2-3 glasses maybe, for me is the regular. But
which
the fact
like a
that
Monday
I was,
morning, yeah.
Just, yeah, I was just really, really exhausted. Tired. And so here's the thing. So when I go to my friend's house, on a Friday night, they know that there might be a moment where they'll lose me for a little while because I'm crawled up under the table and I need my snooze. But I'm at their house, right? I'm somewhere in a ball for just a short period of time. But it's the first time that this happened at my house when I was hosting.
I don't know what's worse, napping at somebody else's house or your own house.
So I'm putting myself in your guest situation.
Yeah.
And I'm so what do I do at this point, right? If Claudia's passed out because she's tired, do we stick around? Do we just watch television and wait until she wakes up? Or do we sneak out and just let her go to bed because obviously you're tired?
Or do you cuddle with me? That's an option too.
That's a whole other type of hosting right there.
I mean, listen. It happens.
Was Jason around?
Jason was up.
Okay, so Jason was up. Kind of be the host, take over the hosting duties.
Yeah, and it was hockey too, right? So there's not much hosting to do. The entertainment was on TV. It's just that I felt bad once I woke up. They're hallway, round two, let's go.
What were your dreams that in the background you were hearing? Ole,
ole, ole. No, but I mean, guys, come on. It's embarrassing. I was, honestly, when I woke up from my nap, I was embarrassed.
Well, you got to be grateful for the friends you have in your life in that moment.
You know, they're not rummaging through your things. They're she's sleeping. Let's go through her stuff.
What's in her pocket?
Or they're not drawing mustaches on me either.
Exactly.
Yeah, or pranking me. But I guess there's a comfort level that comes with certain friends. I think if I wouldn't have felt as comfortable with them, if they weren't that close to me, I don't think I would have allowed myself to even be that tired. I would have you know what I mean? But there's a level of friendship there that they're almost family that I was they're good. They're good without me.
So they're really good friends. At what caliber of friends are you willing to fall asleep in front of then? If Natasha and I are over,
no,
you fall
never.
Asleep?
No.
Really? You can, though.
Well, no. Right? I would draw a mustache on her.
I mean, it all depends on the guest.
I would go through her things. I'd go in your room and I'd go through your things.
Never close your eyes.
It's so good. The reason I ask, though, is because the caliber of friend makes a big difference. And apparently, we're making a lot less friends these days. They're calling it a friendship recession.
This is the
real thing, evidently. Uh-oh. It's coming up right after the weekend. Take my breath. Good morning. It's the Beat Breakfast Club.
I saw the fire in your eyes. You said you did this.
good morning there. We are talking about a evident friendship recession that we are in. We're going to get to that in just a second.
Not that,
first,
too.
Alisa.
Everything is a recession. Oh. What is going on?
We're putting tariffs on our friends now, evidently. But first, Alisa on the line. So what happened to you when you fell asleep at a friend's house?
Yes, I've known this girl for over 20 years. I was at her house. We were a big group. We had dinner. We had wine. And we had to leave around 11:30 for an escape room. And I went and sit on her couch. I ended up conking out. And when it was time to go, I was like, I am not moving. So they all left.
And you stayed at her house?
Yes, I was at her house. I was sleeping on her couch.
Oh, well, there you and I would get along perfectly.
Yeah. And then they came back. They were laughing. I was still there.
I was still there.
Can you imagine, though, instead of doing that, they actually brought you to the escape room sleeping, left you there, and then you woke up by yourself in an escape room?
I wouldn't put it past them.
I love it.
Who needs enemies when you have friends like that, right?
That's right.
So apparently we are in a friendship recession, which is like just hearing that word, I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
And it's not just because you're getting older and it seems like you have fewer close friends. Mm-hmm. It turns out everybody has fewer close friends than we did back in 1990.
Oh.
We're talking like a 30% decrease in the amount of people we consider close.
Okay. Is it because we're so busy? Mm. Is it because it's become really expensive to have gatherings? Mm. Is it because of is it because of? Like, is there an explanation?
I think I have an idea.
Okay. Yeah.
I went through a friendship recession as of COVID. Uh-huh. I remember I really decided to make a conscious effort about like cleaning up my circle.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Because I think there was a lot of people's true colors that came out during COVID. Uh-huh. And also because at COVID we were so isolated, I started shopping on my own. I started doing a lot more things on my own and realizing that I didn't really need to travel or go out and socialize with as many friends. And I really figured out who were my true friends and who were the ones who were just like, you know, some fake friends.
So you did a friend cleaning, basically.
I did a friend cleaning, but I understand this whole friendship recession because I've always said to my daughter, when I was in high school, I was so popular. Like we would have like 20, 30 friends. And I'm like, it's going to go down to a handful of friends because you're real friends. You can't have 10 true friends. There's just a handful of friends who are going to be your ride or dies for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and there's just no time too. Like if you have too many friends, how do you see all of them? Do you know what I mean? Like as you get older, I think you choose quality versus quantity.
Yeah,
exactly. And you focus on those people.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I look at all the relationships in my life, I question like, what do they bring to the table? Like when I leave them, how do I feel versus when I went in?
Mm.
So it's like I only want to surround myself with people that contribute because I know I'm trying to contribute to their life.
Yeah, you don't want to be with people who drain you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So there is one major reason why we have less friends than we did back in 1990. So this whole friendship recession does impact men more than it does women.
Okay. Interesting.
But the reason, and it makes sense too, the men versus woman thing, it's because we spend substantially less time socializing.
Right.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
But everything used to be more social back in the early 90s versus today. Today it's the screens, it's technology, it's emails,
working
from home. It's just gotten worse and worse and worse. But because less socializing, you have less friends.
Speak to your neighbors. Get out there. Nah. Build a community. Yes, do it. Do it.
I'll send them a text. Maybe. Kim. Are we making friends on the roads or foes? What's going on there?
Oh, we're making friends. It's a busy one. 13 South slowing Mill Ill to Henry Barassa. Then just after Hickmore to the 20. 15 South, you're crowded the 640 down to the Met. 25 South, you're going to slow Monte Masson to Boulevard Mill Ill. Then it bogs down at Beaubien for the La Fontaine outbound. Inbound, the tunnels back into Mortagne. Champlain filling in at Milan. Mercier 132 is at the lights. 138, the Bingo Hall. And a close-up of the drive from the West Island is next. During GMC's Truck Month event, get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 GMC Sierra 1500 models. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat 92.5.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
lost.
Since March 1st, all 100 milliliter to 2 liter plastic beverage bottles have become refundable.
That includes all water and juice bottles, even milk and liquor bottles in plastic.
Return yours today. A message from Kosing Axiom.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy. A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
Attention! It's time to take advantage of the best offers at Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine. Until April 19th only, lease your Volkswagen for 51 months with no security deposit and enjoy a favorable residual value that lowers your monthly payments. And that's not all. Get a $1,000 Autobahn cash bonus on the Jetta GLI 2025, Golf GTI 2024, and Golf R 2024. Stackable with existing offers. Spinelli Volkswagen Lachine, the address of choice for all automotive services.
Move with us and you will see.
Déménagement, la capitale.
Backing up is easy as can be.
Déménagement, la capitale.
Stereos,
your channel.
We move your house,
company.
Some storage space.
Wallet, briefcase, gym bag. Now, if I could only find my glasses.
Lead an active lifestyle? Opt for the ease of contact lenses. Whether you're a returning customer or just starting out, contactlensking.com is where to go. Order the same contact lenses brand as prescribed by your eye doctor at a much better price. And use the coupon code BEAT for a 15% discount. This is the real deal. Satisfaction guaranteed. Contactlensking.com.
When the time comes to choose a new Toyota, never compromise on quality. Buy or lease your new Toyota at Spinelli Toyota.
Get in and go with Spinelli Toyota. Treat yourself to the 2025 BZ4X LE all-wheel drive from $147 a week on a 60-month lease at 5.29% with $0 down. A 100% electric vehicle starting at $42,962, including a $4,000 in-government rebates and a $2,500 incentive.
Spinelli Toyota, the address of choice for all automotive services in Lachine and Pointe Claire.
Doer, can you make your bed, please?
On it, Mom.
Whoa, he's exactly like his father.
BMR. Built for pros.
Hey, hun, wanna...
build a new multi-level wood deck? Yeah, great idea.
Watch a movie?
BMR. Built for pros.
Change is a constant in life, but certain things are worth holding on to. Like the armchair you fell for. This one is a must keep. Until April 21st, save 15% on all regularly priced furniture and accessories in store and at must.ca. Find your must keeps.
It's your chance to go electric at Mach-E Speed and enjoy great offers on the last of our 2024 inventory. From April 8th to the 19th, get up to $15,000 in total rebates on a 2024 Mustang Mach-E, including the $4,000 provincial incentive. You heard it right. That's $15,000 in total rebates. You've been waiting for an offer like this for a long time. Visit your Quebec Ford store or Ford.ca today. Certain conditions apply. Offer includes provincial incentive.
Your turn to play.
Okay, first clue. It's a family restaurant chain from Quebec.
Donald Donut.
No, that's American. It's Benny and Company. Next clue. It's something with layers with a crispy chicken patty.
Oh, a fried chicken burger.
Almost. It has a hot sauce from another local company. Not too spicy, just the right kick.
Got it. The new Buffalo Fried Chicken Burger from Benny and Company in collaboration with Fire Barnes?
Yes, that's it.
Woohoo!
Now available at all Benny and Company restaurants for a limited time.
Surround yourself in color. Save 20% on Benjamin Moore Aura, Regal Select, and Ben Interior Paints from April 16th through the 29th. Take advantage of this offer at your local Benjamin Moore store, a Canadian-owned retailer. Details in store.
Hi, Christian here from LeBeau. Are you tired of staring at that crack in your windshield? What are you waiting for? It's time to let our team at LeBeau take care of everything for you. Our experts will replace your windshield and recalibrate your front camera during the same appointment. No hassle, no second visit. We'll even submit your insurance claim so you don't have to. It's easy. All you have to do is book your appointment today at LeBeau.ca.
LeBeau Repair. LeBeau Replace.
Lost your driver's license? It's been stolen or damaged? No need to go to a service outlet to replace it. Do it using SACLIC. It's that handy.
A message from the Société de l'Assurance Automobile du Québec.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dormez-vous, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dormez-vous' Time to Switch event.
I'm kind of scared sitting in studio right now because Claudia is apparently mad at one of us, and I'm just praying it's not me.
Mad is a harsh word, upset.
Okay, right. Based on that explanation, I'm going to guess it's Natasha. So I'm good. Hey, Claudia, tell us why you're upset coming up after the song.
I will.
Let's take a look at Montreal traffic for Adonis for fresh quality meats. Adonis is your destination until April 16th. Ribeye steak is $9.99 a pound. Kim, what's up?
All regular rush hour. 20 East, the Gallipole, almost to Cardinal Leger. Then it slows the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East, De La Torre is backing into the 30-40 split. It's crowded sources to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the Met West is slow moving from Lacordaire to DeCary. E-Boxes, 500 megabits per second fiber internet at $48 a month is the perfect internet to get lost in a YouTube rabbit hole. Details at ebox.ca. I'm Kim Kieran, Montreal Traffic.
We have Chapel Road coming up soon, but here's the song I listen to whenever I eat a Montreal bagel. Little Maximilian Sexual Healing on the beat.
I need the sexual healing, girl, about the good. Give me the feeling, feeling, girl, about the good. I need the sexual healing now.
Baby, I got sick this morning. The sea was storming inside of me. And baby, I think I'm capsizing. The waves are rising and rising.
Baby, my heart, woman, like the oven. And if you get old and younger, then stronger when I get the feeling. I'll stir it up, baby, this sexual healing.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual healing. Sexual healing. Oh, baby, sexual. Makes me feel so fine.
Sexual healing. Sexual.
Just to relieve my mind.
Sexual healing.
Sexual.
I'm a love with the feeling, baby. Tell me about the, give me the sexual healing, girl, about the good. Give me the feeling, feeling, girl, about the good. Give me the sexual healing, girl, about the good. Give me the feeling, feeling, girl, about the good. I need the sexual healing now.
When I get that feeling, I want sexual healing. Sexual.
Good morning, 728. It's the Beat Breakfast Club with Claudia, Natasha, Kim, and Lee. Claudia,
I'm sorry if I did anything to offend you or you're upset with me. You could just tell me, but hopefully you're not directing your anger towards me right now.
No, it's not anger.
It's frustration.
Frustration.
Disappointment towards somebody.
Wow.
In the Beat Breakfast Club.
Wow. Laying it on thick.
I just know it's not me.
So. You know what? I had a great weekend. I was enjoying the city. I was out and about. And you know, when it's the first day of like, the first day it hits double digits, mm-hmm. you go out and you're like, yeah. Yes, I'm going to enjoy the weather. And I think I caught something because last night I was having the sweats. I had a little bit of a fever, running nose. And I came in this morning and Claudia's like, well, why are you here?
Yeah. Claudia's and you've been sneezing ever since. And I'm like, you should have stayed home. And not just for our benefit, because we all don't want to get sick. We've all had our share of sickness in our households already, but also for yourself, because if you push yourself too much, you're not going to recoup as fast as you could if you would have taken the day off.
Don't play that card.
Yes.
Don't
absolutely.
You're not saying it because you care about her well-being. When we say you should have stayed home, it's for our own selfish reasons.
For your well-being.
I don't want to get sick. I don't really care if you get better.
I'm already fine.
I don't want to get sick.
Well, that's you. True. You're very selfish.
No,
I think of other people.
Like
and yes, wow. I am thinking of my health as well and the health of my family members, mm-hmm. but also for herself. And also, have we not learned from pandemic? If you're sick, stay home. It's as simple as that. That way the germs don't spread and we can...
We really need to flatten the curve.
Wash your hands.
I'm going to go wash my hands.
So you know what? I know that, you know, millennials these days, they call in sick for anything. Like, I'm not feeling good. I'm not coming into work tomorrow and stuff like that. I'm not from that mindset. I'm not from...
We're old school.
Right? Mm-hmm. We're like, if I have to call in sick, it's got to be for something. We're really like, I can't walk. My back is out. Or I'm like, I'm delirious. Whatever it is. But a cold, I'm like, I can handle it. I'll take some cough medicine and walk in. But I get it. I should have more respect for you guys.
Well, just because like your virus, the way it hits you, even though it's a common cold, could develop into something different for the rest of us. And that's depending on your immune system. Stop looking at me like that because I know I'm no doctor. But I do know something about something. What I'm saying is if we catch Natasha's cold, like for her, maybe it's a common cold, but it could develop something more serious for us, then
really
we have to miss work.
Bad.
I know.
She's making me... Okay, but here's another thing. And I know. Listen. And I know that everybody would... Here's another thing. I knew that everybody would judge or perhaps not believe me because I was very open about the fact that I was out and about this weekend mm-hmm. and I was like, whatever, having a lot of food, having a lot of drink and enjoying Montreal. And they're probably like...
She's calling in sick, but she's not really sick.
No, we saw you sneeze.
I see the sweat on your forehead.
Really? So, you know that, I can't do that because it looks like I'm irresponsible because then you'll be judged saying, well, she had a really great weekend and look, she's not coming into work now.
When somebody goes out the night before, you're like, they're not sick, they're hungover.
Exactly. But that's a societal thing. We judge. We tend to judge. But the truth of the matter is, if she would have stayed home today... For sure, because it's a small cold tomorrow, she would have had a Ponson Gin, and tomorrow she would have felt all better.
She would have had a what?
Ponson Gin. You know, when you put gin in hot water and, lime and honey.
No, she did that. She would then have a drinking problem. Who does that when they're saying gin?
Oh, somebody said when there's fever, it's not just a common cold. You should have stayed home.
I should have stayed home.
Okay, bye.
Here's Chapel Room. Good morning.
It's fine. It's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool with your arms out like an angel through the caution rail. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love. You only wanna be the one that I call baby. Cause I'm the poison, but you're not a shot to stop the fear.
this song ends, it's always like my brain after a day of work. That's Chapel Road on the Beat Breakfast Club. Good morning. Baby boomers never would have taken a day off work for having a little cold.
No, I don't even think like Generation X or whatever would have done that either. I think millennials are very much about their whole mindset and it's for my mental health. I'm going to call in sick tomorrow because if they're not feeling good, they're not going in. And I think this all happened because of the pandemic where we realized that why are we doing this work hustle culture? If we don't feel good, stay home.
Right. And we're getting a lot of texts coming in that say, if you had a fever, then you should have stayed home. And if you're coughing and sneezing, because that spreads. But if you have a runny nose, then you can come in. This is the consensus on the text line.
Well, I'm trying to be responsible, but I didn't want to come in and call in sick because then it would look like I was irresponsible because I had a really great weekend. And they're like, oh, it's because you partied too hard.
Yeah, you know who would have never even thought about that?
Who?
Baby boomers.
Yes, baby boomers would not have thought of that.
No.
You're right.
Yeah.
So there's a list of things that are going to become extinct that baby boomers enjoyed frequently. And now they're saying you won't even see them anymore. And some of it is really sad, actually. So if you think about all the things that are still around, they're saying that these things are going to become extinct. For example, landlines, flip phones, all that stuff we already know is becoming extinct.
Yeah, so
but
good.
What about strip clubs?
Oh, I doubt those will be, ever be extinct.
They're saying
no,
that,
really?
Yeah.
I would be very surprised.
I've never enjoyed those establishments. I go for the articles. But really, I can't imagine something like that ever going away.
Yeah, me too.
They're saying that because of advanced technology, that those in-person and adult entertainment industries don't exist anymore and people don't want to frequent those venues. They'd rather do stuff online, which is kind of gross.
Oh, well, but I have to go at least once. I've never been, so I have to go once before they
become extinct.
You're
not missing anything. I hope they go away. I'm going to say that. It's a bold statement.
Really?
I hope
they
do. Yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Hold on. So here, golfing.
Oh, no.
No.
I disagree.
Way.
I think it's coming. Golfing is starting to come back. They're making it a little bit more interesting, because first of all, it was really expensive. Now they're making it more affordable.
There's
slowly but surely they've realized that they need to appeal to the younger generation more and more.
They say that the sport is not popular with this generation and less people are taking up the sport. And so they're wondering, and also it's very expensive.
Very expensive. That's the
problem. Very expensive. And it's also very expensive to create a golf course.
Yeah.
So they're saying, do we even need these anymore? Because not a lot of people are doing it. Not the younger generation isn't taking up golfing.
Exactly.
You know what I'll say? As part of the, I'm not in the youngest generation. I'm technically a millennial, but something like golf. I know tons of people my age that love it, so I can't imagine it disappearing. But it's one of those things that's intimidating to get into because I feel everyone in my circle knows how to play and they're good at all these things.
You have to start young, and that's why they're trying to appeal to the younger generation now because they're realizing it could be a dying sport.
Yeah.
But they are making a lot of effort to try to make it more.
I have an idea.
Accessible
business idea. You guys want to go in? We open a golf place. You got to be under a certain age to go. We call it the Skibbity Golf Club.
Oh, skibbity. No skibbity.
There you go.
Oh. Okay, we all knew about this one. How about the phone calls? They said those are not going to...
I'm very sad about that.
I know you're sad about that because you pick up the phone and you actually call somebody.
Yes.
So proper etiquette right now is you've got to text people before you call them.
Mm-hmm.
If not, nobody's not going to answer,
boo,
right?
Boo on you.
Boo on you. And for men, suits in the workplace. There's no men wearing suits anymore in the workplace.
And
that's all because of COVID.
That is a shame. I'm going to be very honest about something. So, Jason and I have been together for a very, very long time. And the times that I would go meet him at work for lunch and he would come down those stairs wearing his suit, I was like,
I love a man in a good suit.
You're so hot.
And now he comes down the stairs in his
PJs.
I love a man in a good
Me
suit.
Me too.
I really do. There's something about
navy
that.
Blue suit.
Mm-hmm.
It's so sexy. That's a
You're
shame.
You're both looking at me and be like, you never wear that, Lee. I know. Thanks a lot for pointing that out. Kim,
Are the boomers on the roads today?
Everyone's on the roads today. We got a standard rush hour. Champlain backing to the tracks. Then it tightens up around De La Vérendrye to carry north and slow the length. Mercier, 132, not too bad. Bunching up in the approach. 138's at the 207. Then it tightens up at Clermont to get onto the 20. 20 East, the Gallipo's at DeLille, and it slows the 13 to 1st Avenue. 40 East, the Illitore backing into the 30-40 split. It's crowded sources to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the Met West is slow moving from Anjou to Côte-de-Liesse. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motormaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online. I'm Kim Kieran on The Beat, 92.5.
All right, let's play Can't Beat Lee. Tickets to Fuego Fuego, all yours. Just text your name to 92925 because you, my friend, might be trying to bring me down next.
The Beat Breakfast Club, powered by Dorme Vu, the sleep experts. What your back pain is trying to tell you is that you need a new mattress. Get a new one during Dorme Vu's Time to Switch event.
Ride a Subaru Desource. Get up to $20,000 in discounts on the all-electric 2024 Solterra, including a $4,000 Roulet Vert credit. And enjoy lease rates starting at 0.99% for 24 months. Subaru Desource.
Ride with us. Ride at Dilawri.
Radio station marketing department, how can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling from Kanak to buy ad space for our 150th anniversary.
Really?
Yep, Kanak was founded in 1875.
You realize no one cares about that, right?
Well, it's not every day a Quebec company turns 150.
My advice, keep your money and wait for something more interesting.
Like what?
Like your ridiculous prices for starters.
Oh, we'll still have those.
If I were you, I'd talk about that.
Again?
Dude, I'd go all in on that.
Not Kanak's 150th anniversary.
Nuh-uh.
Well, okay then. Thanks.
Don't mention it.
Order up for Damien.
Hey, how did your doctor's appointment go, by the way? Did you ask about Rybelsus?
Actually, I'm seeing my doctor later today.
Did you say Rybelsus? My dad's been talking about Rybelsus.
Rybelsus? Really?
Yeah, he says it's a pill that...
That's right. Did you know it's also covered by most private insurance plans?
Well, I'll definitely be asking my doctor if Rybelsus is right for me.
Rybelsus. Ask your doctor or visit Rybelsus.ca.
Order up for Rybelsus.
Your Volkswagen awaits at Remar Volkswagen, a family business for over 43 years. Thinking about financing, leasing, or trading in your Volkswagen? Choose Remar for complete satisfaction. Volkswagen is our business, and you are our priority.
5500 Metropolitan East. RemarVW.com.
Ooh, nice. Air Canada has a worldwide sale.
Wow, look at this deal to the Philippines.
Nice, let's book it.
But wait, Naples is also a steal. Saving seafood and sun?
You want sun? There's a hot deal to Mexico.
And even hotter to Yellowknife.
Nice, but I thought you wanted tropical hot. You're all over the map.
Well, yeah, we've got over 180 destinations to choose from.
Saving on every single destination. Nice. Hurry, book at aircanada.com or contact your travel agent. Conditions apply. Air Canada, nice travels.
This long weekend, find amazing offers for your home and patio at The Brick. For 4 days only, shop incredible deals in every department. Like save up to 40% off on select mattresses or up to $700 off genuine leather sofas. Plus, until April 30th, take up to 60% off Canadian-made sofas or save up to $1,000 off a 4K smart TV. Some exclusions apply. Visit TheBrick.com for details. The Brick, proudly Canadian since 1971.
Bell Pure Fiber is the technology you need for high-performance applications. It leverages light signals transmitted through optical fiber. It's capable of providing huge bandwidth, super low latency, and it's immune to electromagnetic interference.
Basically, what he means is, it's incredibly fast internet. Switch to Bell Pure Fiber, Canada's fastest internet, awarded by Ookla. Get 5500 for $70 per month. Visit bell.ca for more details and to check availability. Bell, internet just got better.
The best time of the year to buy a new truck is now. During GMC's Truck Month, check out our incredible deals on a 2025 Sierra. With its luxurious interior and spacious cabin, the Sierra takes comfort to a whole new level. Test drive one today and take advantage of a fantastic deal. Get a cash purchase credit of $8,000 on select 2025 Sierra 1500 models. Only at your GMC dealer. Conditions apply. Details at gmccanada.ca.
The federal election is on Monday, April 28th. You can vote early. Advance polls will be open April 18th to 21st. If you prefer, you can vote at any Elections Canada office until Tuesday, April 22nd, 6 p.m., or you can apply to vote by mail. Check your voter information card or visit elections.ca for all the ways you can vote.
For the official information you need to vote, visit elections.ca. or call 1-800-463-6868. It's our vote.
In a world full of screens, schedules, and selfies, your eyes deserve a little focus. When was the last time you gave them the attention they needed? At Iris, we understand the importance of clear vision. Our optometrists provide comprehensive eye exams to ensure your eyes are healthy and happy. Don't waste any time. Visit iris.ca to book your eye exam today. Iris, premium eye care, stylish eyewear. Dr. Gilles Saint-Jacques, optometrist.
Ooh, hello, scary monster from my nightmares. Why aren't I scared of you? Because I'm dreaming this nightmare in my new Vågstranda mattress from IKEA. I'm too comfortable and cozy to be scared. Oh no, scary monster, please don't cry. Look, I'm scared. Ah!
Visit IKEA today and start sleeping better tomorrow with everything you need for the bedroom of your dreams.
Vemall Toyota Laval is the single largest dealership group with only one single brand. But when you're selling Toyota, do you really need other brands? Vemall Toyota Laval.
30 seconds away from Can't Beat Lee, but first, Kim, how are the roads?
Well, the 13 South, we have a stall at Notre Dame that has things solid from the Mill Ill. Then it fills in at Hickmore for the 20. 15 South, off and on, 640 down to the Met. Midwest, you're slow moving. Anjou to Côte de l'Iesse. Then it fills in at Ancien Combattant for the Illetour outbound. Inbound, the Illetour's backing to the 30-40 split. Then the 40 East gets crowded. Sources to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. 20 East, the Galipos at DeLille, and it slows 55th to 1st. Exceptional offers are waiting for you at your Mazda retailer. You could get up to a $2,500 Mazda bonus on select models. Hurry in. I'm Kim Curran on The Beat 92.5.
You know you're pretty smart.
But he's positive you can't beat Lee.
Up for grabs this morning, Fuego Fuego Festival tickets. This is going to be an awesome show, bringing the heat to Montreal, all happening at the Olympic Park on May 24th and 25th. Nicki Jam on Saturday, Peso Pluma on Sunday. It's going to be an awesome show. Hey, Josie.
Hello.
Good morning. Do you think you can beat Lee this morning?
I hope I can. I was quite surprised. I entered quite a few times and never got called. So when I got the call this morning, it took me a little on the back. But I hope I can.
Today is your day. You are going to beat Lee Habercorn.
I mean, don't fall, but good luck, Josie.
Thank you, Lee.
All right. Okay. Josie's so sweet. All right. 30 seconds on the clock. Six questions in front of me that progressively get harder. You can choose to pass, but we're not going to be going back to them, okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
You're ready?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go. In The Little Mermaid, Ariel traded her voice for a pair of what?
Pass.
Pampers and Huggies are brands of what?
Diapers.
Acorns grow on what kind of tree?
Oak.
What's the longest street in Montreal?
Notre Dame.
Who wrote The Lord of the Rings?
Pass.
What are the horizontal lines on a map called?
Sorry.
Well, it's your last question, so take your time.
Okay. Don't know. They were hard today.
Yeah, they were hard. Very difficult, challenging today.
Yeah.
Ooh, I wonder how Lee's going to do on those.
No, I don't think he's going to do that well.
How are we going to beat me?
Okay, hold on, Josie. Lee's coming back into the studio, okay. And he's walking in with a killer whale balloon. I don't know. Are you trying to free Willie?
What? I walk around the hallway trying to kill time. I was just talking to Donna.
So, Zinger, Lee, these questions are kind of difficult today.
Okay.
I would stay focused and put Willie down.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. That is inappropriate. HR, if you're listening, you need to know there's an inflatable whale in my hands. It's a pool floaty.
All right. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. In The Little Mermaid, Ariel traded her voice for a pair of what?
Traded her legs?
Yeah. Pampers and Huggies are brands of what?
Diapers.
Acorns grow on what kind of tree?
Oh, it's not maple. It's the big one. Pass.
What is the longest street in Montreal?
Coin.
Who wrote The Lord of the Rings? It's not that person.
Pass.
Okay,
pass.
What are the horizontal lines on a map called?
It's longitude or latitude. The latitude ones, because longitude.
What? You know, I've only been on here for a month, but I think this is the worst Leah's done.
Yeah. Yeah, but those were hard. Yeah. It was okay, so let's go through them. So in The Little Mermaid, Ariel did trade her voice for a pair of legs. Lee, you got that one right. Pampers and Huggies are brands of diapers. Both of you got that one right. Acorns grow on oak trees. And Josie knew that. So it's 2-2. What's the longest street in Montreal? It is, in fact, Gwen. Yeah. Good job on that one, Lee. Who wrote The Lord of the Rings? J.R.R. Tolkien?
Yep, Tolkien.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. And the horizontal lines on a map are called latitude.
Yeah.
I knew that. I just got the right answer.
So, Josie, you got 2 and Lee got 3 this morning.
3.
And you know what? The moment I said Sherbrooke, the moment I said Notre Dame, I'm like, no, the answer's
Gwen,
but it was...
Yeah. You guys would have tied. But Josie, we need to hear it this morning.
I can't beat Lee.
Yeah, I knew that anyways. We appreciate you, Josie. Thank you so much.
Thanks. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
All right, so we do have a great prize to give away on the text line.
Still up for grabs?
Yep, you got your Fuego Fuego tickets that you can win online. Fuego Fuego, bringing the heat to Montreal. Like Claudia said, headliners, Nicky Jam on Saturday, Peso Pluma on Sunday. Woo.
So if you want to win them, just text FIRE FIRE to 92925 right now. You might be winning. We are getting closer to 8 o'clock. Easiest quiz in the world. Don't you dare go anywhere. Woo! Because it could be the quickest 30 seconds to make you
$1,000. $1,000. Like, think about it. What I would do with that money.
Yeah, I already have it spent.
Yeah, me, it goes to my credit card. Right? Pay my debts.
That would be the responsible thing to do.
I don't even know what Natasha's going to do with it, but it's more fun than paying off debts.
No, you know
Natasha's
what?
Natasha's irresponsible like me. She's not going to pay off debts.
Listen, I was at Royal Mount over the weekend, and I know exactly where I'd go, to the Gucci store to get some sunglasses.
I told you.
The Beat Breakfast Club has three things you need to know.
Okay, so you are going to want to know this, especially if you're driving in your car, because we always complain about this. Gas prices, it's too expensive here in Montreal, especially. Well, it looks like right now that Quebec is planning to remove floor pricing. What does that mean?
Floor?
Yeah, so here it is. In Quebec, they want to protect our economy and our consumers, and they're including making markets more competitive and ensuring real transparency in gasoline prices. So what they're going to do is they're going to make it now competitive for all gas stations to kind of give different prices on different fuel.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Which means that if you have two gas stations in front of one another, one can decide to offer, you know, gas for a little bit cheaper. And then the other one would say, well, then I want to give it for a little bit cheaper.
Yeah.
And then so it's going to be great because then us as consumers are going to be able to find where the cheapest gas place is.
So this term, I've never heard this term before.
I've never heard
floor
of it either.
Pricing. So it's,
floor
it's,
pricing.
Right now there's a minimum of what they have to charge. They're getting rid of that. So then it can't be any fair market value, right? Like,
Listen, this just broke this morning, so this is probably going to be this story that everyone is going to be talking about, but I think it actually makes it more affordable for Quebecers now to get their fuel, because once again, in all of Canada, guess who has the most expensive gas?
So in fairness, that's what I was going to add on, is the rest of Canada a few weeks ago got rid of the carbon tax.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't have the carbon tax here in Quebec, so the gas prices went down substantially in the last few weeks, so it's even more drastic. And I know that you could see that where I live, because I'm just about 15 minutes from the Ontario border.
Mm-hmm.
So it's cheaper for somebody to drive that little bit, go to Ontario, get gas, and then drive home.
Right.
And it's just
or does this also mean that you have an option of what gas you want? You're like, I'll put water in my car.
Yeah, we wish.
Here you go.
I can afford that.
I can afford it. There you go.
So speaking of a whole lot of money being spent on not fun stuff, we're talking what's going on at the hospitals these days. Okay, there's a huge increase in pests. At all Montreal hospitals, and the numbers are just staggering. So they looked at the amount of money spent on pest control in the last few years, and just going to talk to you about the most dramatic increase that we saw. Saint-Justine.
Oh,
specifically,
no.
I know, at the pediatric hospital. Okay, back in 2020, spent $12,500 per year on pest control.
When you talk about pests, you're talking about rats and mice?
Rats, mice,
cockroaches, and bed bugs.
Oh, the bed bugs. The bed bugs are so hard to get rid of. Oh, no.
So from $12,500 in 2020, last year, $67,000.
Okay, wow. So if you're going in the hospital right now and you're... Like, the last thing you want to do is because you're sick.
Yeah.
And so you're at the hospital because you need to be treated for whatever you're going through. And then to know that perhaps maybe your bed might have bed bugs and all these other things going around. No.
Exactly. So listen, the bed bugs come in on with people not knowing that they have them, and they come in. But the reason for this is because all our hospitals are so old and there's construction going on. And what happens in major cities when there's construction, you probably know about it if your neighbor had renovations. The ground that's vibrating, the animals come up.
I didn't know that. That's why?
That's what it is.
They migrate towards the top.
At my house, it vibrates a lot.
Ew.
That's why I have so many rats at my house.
That's disgusting.
From the West Island to Nuns Island.
Your daughter right now is like, Mom!
My daughter right now. No, because I have a lot of pests everywhere.
We get it. You're single, okay?
No, and I have a quarry and everything. It's awful. Okay.
Well, I want to talk about something fun and something delicious. We're going to leave the pests aside for a second.
Okay.
So we all know Costco and their food court. It's like the best.
Yes.
Their hot dogs, their poutines. I love myself a good Costco meal. But they change their menus once in a while. And so sometimes one of the classics will disappear. And there is one classic making its way back to all Costcos across Canada, potentially this week or next week. Okay. And it is the smoked meat sandwich.
I had no idea that was a thing.
I had no idea that eating at Costco was better than shopping at Costco. Like, there's this. See, because, like, Lee's just like, he's drooling right
now. Chicken fingers, you get two big sauces with it.
You're such a child.
Poutine, you get half sauce because otherwise it's too much.
Mm.
But right away, some people like the hot dog. I don't. The pizza's fantastic. They have a new chocolate chip cookie.
And it's cheap. It's kind of like eating at IKEA. You know the meatballs from IKEA?
I've never eaten anything at IKEA.
And you don't have
Costco.
Really?
Never. No, I'm going to try.
Okay, Natasha.
Natasha, they have wine at IKEA.
Okay, then let's go.
Let's go.
Thanks, Kim.
You're welcome.
Let's go.
All right, because we're getting closer to you winning that $1,000. First, let's take a look at those roads. Kim, what's up?
All 20 east, the Gallipoe, about halfway to DeLille. Then it slows 55th to 1st. 40 east, that Illichort backing into the 30-40 split. It's crowded sources to the 13, fills in at Cavendish. And the Midwest, slow moving from Anjou right through to Côte-de-Liesse. Now, until Wednesday, visit Farmer Free for the bonus redemption event and get more for your points. Offer valid in-store and online. I'm Kim Kieran. Montreal traffic.
All right. It's going to feel like summer today, guys. Mostly sunny with a high of 16. If you thought yesterday was beautiful, today's even going to be more beautifuler. Tomorrow.
That's not a word, but it's not.
I know. sounded better in my head. Tomorrow, however, rain with a high of 12. So let's enjoy all the sunshine we're going to get today. Right now, it's 3 in Montreal.
And right now, you get to enjoy an easy $1,000. It's time for the easiest quiz in the world. You're going to have 30 seconds to answer 10 easy questions. You want to give it a shot? Text easiest quiz to 92925 because you are playing next. The Big Breakfast Club. Montreal's perfect mix. The Big 92.5. It's too hard to sleep. I got the sheets.